13 of those were light. And then combing through with Renee, 35 of them were disqualified because of one thing or another. I've given you a spreadsheet, and you can see what's marked out in red and the reasons that they were, each of those companies were disqualified. The 39 that were eligible, I mean, they range from 8 cents all the way up to 91 cents per mask.
Do I understand you received samples of some of them?
And some of them we did, yes.
Renee, the mask you're wearing, is that three or five ply? What ply is that? Is it the same size?
3 ply.
What we're looking at.
3 ply.
Mm-hmm. On the Los Angeles Rubber Company, did we receive a sample from them?
We did. They wanted to charge us $800 in shipping.
On top of the?
Yes.
Cost of the mask?
Correct. Our recommendation is to go with Positech USA out of Charlotte, North Carolina. They came in at 10 cents per mask.
And freight paid?
Included.
Mm-hmm. And you have a sample of the mask?
Correct.
I would think, being they're just going to be disposable, that 10 cents would be a...
What is the...
There was another company that came in at 10 cents.
Protech or PPP.
But their time frame with getting them to us was longer.
Well, it says 1 to 2 weeks. The other was 10 days.
Correct.
And then on the, the Los Angeles Rubber Company, 7 days. Is it $800 for shipping?
Correct.
That'd still be less than the $10,000 bid.
Yes.
Do you want to do a primary, secondary, tertiary, that way if we have any issues between them?
How would you like to do that right now?
That would be fine.
Okay.
I'm just saying that way if there is any issues of getting them, what do you guys think?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep.
Was the mask sample from Los Angeles Rubber Company and the PPD Trade and Support and the Positech USA, were they all similar or do you know?
They're compatible with each other.
Were any of them made in the United States? Or do we know?
That I don't know.
That's a question we did not ask.
Yeah, we didn't ask.
I can obviously go back and, you know, ask them additional follow-up questions before y'all would award.
I wasn't on the bid, so then no. I went a bid spec. Move to award bid number 202008-453, primary to Positech USA Incorporated from Charlotte, North Carolina. Secondary to Los Angeles Rubber Company from Los Angeles, California. tertiary to PPE Trade and Support LLC from Playa Vista, California.
Secondary was to Los Angeles Trading Company, did you say?
Yep.
Rubber Company.
Rubber Company. And the reason, tell me again. Oh, you need either a second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Refresh my memory. The reason you said it had an $800, mm-hmm. is that what you said?
$800 freight? Shipping. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Equipment rental agreement number 20-019, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated August 27, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form. And then I need to read a statement that the equipment rental agreement, there was complete failure to one of the pneumatic tire rollers during a chip seal project, which prompted this emergency rental purchase to prevent roadway closure and chip seal team shutdown. It is in the best interest of the county without disruption of roadway service to approve this equipment rental agreement. This is for a period of 1 month at a cost of $3,400 for the month.
And you know that month will be sufficient to turn it back in.
Yes, and we'll be running out of temperature-wise weather by then to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. After Commissioner Schofield's statement on the necessity for it and it being an emergency, move to approve the equipment rental agreement signed between Van Keppel and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in recess until 9:30 upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion. I have 9:24 a.m.